Okay, two more questions. The first one you get to choose in this sense. I'll give you three topics. Pick one and give us your best thoughts. They're kind of ripped from the headlines, at least the headlines I read, and some of you apparently. Promoting school safety, teacher retention, and someone asked specifically about special education teacher retention if you want to go there, and the importance of the arts and humanities in public education. So, school safety, teacher retention, arts and humanities. Dr. Palou, you're first, then Mrs. Sherman, then Mrs. Beeson.
I like to go to special education, and I'll tell you why. My children have been blessed by special education teachers, and I love them. The readings, they struggle with it. So, I know there's a bill right now that there's a lot of back and forth about paying special educators a little bit of bonus, and some of them are not being paid. All teachers need to be paid bonuses. There should not be any qualification after that. So I want you to know, if you're a special educator, you're doing a great job, and thank you. Keep on doing the good job. We need to pay them, and we need to support them, because we will need you when the influx of other people coming from countries who do not speak English as well as you do. Thank you.
I am going to choose the arts and the humanities. I think, so last night I went to, our youngest son is in the American Fork High School men's choir, and their choir went first, and after he got finished, he came down and he sat with us, and he said, "You have to stay for the whole thing because you have to hear this last song." And I don't know if anybody was there, but I was blown away by the music that Mrs. Warby had these kids learn, and it made me think. And I'm a classically trained pianist. People don't know that. But as I've gone through school, Forbes used to have all the arts in it, and the kids would go to the arts classes every day. They would go in their art classes, their music classes, everything. And little by little, I'm not sure how it is anymore, but little by little, they cut down on time. And they might go once a week or twice a week now. And I find this debilitating, that the kids have to, I think that they need to have these outlets of personal outlets in order to be the whole student. So I would like to see more arts and humanities in the schools.
Like Kara, I have to talk about the arts and humanities. That is the huge thing for me, and I've even gone to bat for, my kids were in the American Fork High School marching band, and to see the benefit around here, and I don't know how many people realize the wonderfully, amazingly talented teachers that we have that are for the arts program, whether it's just art, or it's a choir, or it's symphony orchestra, or the band. We have such amazing things going on. I fear a little bit for our future. I fear where the money is going to go sometimes. And I know that I have had to approach the school district a couple of times and discuss with them. I worry about how student fees and this battle is going to be affecting some of these programs. And I will absolutely fight for it, because I know that education is just more than being in a classroom. It's a lot more than that. And it's being able to appreciate music and the beautiful things that add to our education and add to our community. And so I will be a huge advocate for the arts and humanities in our district. And we're blessed. We have a lot going on.